Welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Harry and Meghan lit up the internet by sharing a photo of baby Lilibet. At one point, our producer saw 40 straight tweets on his timeline about the photo. Taken by Meeson Harriman, it shows Lilibet smiling on the grounds of the Sussexes' home, Frogmore Cottage, during her birthday party. One photo shows Lily sitting on the grass and smiling whilst wearing an adorable blue dress and white bow on her hair. She has gorgeous ginger hair similar to her father and older brother Archie. Many on the internet find her to be the spitting image of her father. Hello Magazine collected some reactions. Harry's daughter, one wrote, whilst a second added, the copy of the father. A third remarked, she is the twin of August. While a fourth thought she bore a resemblance to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's daughter, Princess Charlotte, and also looks like her cousin. Another likened her to her brother Archie, who was not pictured. Cutie pie, like her brother. Sussex ally Omid Scobie tweeted, a spokesperson tells me Harry and Meghan remain incredibly touched by the countless birthday wishes for their daughter, and have also been amazed to learn that the Sussex supporters around the world have made donations amounting to over $100,000 to @WC Kitchen in Lilibet's honour. One wonders if the spokesperson is named Harry or Meghan. Moving on. The Sun reports the Queen banned Harry and Meghan from bringing a photographer into Windsor Castle to capture the moment Lilibet met Lilibet. Harry and Meghan wanted to bring a private photographer in to capture their first face-to-face meeting, but were told no. There were fears any photos of the Queen and Lilibet taken by the couple's photographer would be shared by them with US television networks. An insider said, Harry and Meghan wanted their photographer to capture the moment Lilibet met the Queen, but they were told no chance. It was a private family meeting. Buckingham Palace did not comment. The Mirror tried to stir things up with the headline, Harry and Meghan invited William and Kate to Lilibet's birthday but was snubbed. But Twitter at UK Royalty asks, is it an olive branch to invite someone to a party if you plan it on a day they have extensive work obligations that have been planned months in advance? The story is precisely why the Cambridges don't spend any time with them privately. Who knows what would be coming out? So how are the brothers getting along? Richard Kay, writing for the Daily Mail, asks, millions watched and waited for a sign, however simple, of reconciliation between the estranged princes William and Harry. Sadly, even when presented with such a golden opportunity, it never came, raising the question, so if not now, when? For a moment, it was a glimpse of what might have been, Harry and Meghan strolling hand in hand down the aisle of St. Paul's, the eyes of the world on their every step. However, when they arrived at their allotted places, they turned not to the box office seats at the front, but shuffled instead into a second row with the also-rans of the family. There they waited, exchanging small talk with Harry's cousins, as the real stars of the show arrived, William and Kate accompanying Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall. As a piece of theatre, it was compelling, but while this was the public reality of Harry's slide down the royal pecking order, it was overshadowed by one thing the watching millions were longing for, a sign, however simple, that two brothers who were once so close they could finish each other's sentences could patch up their differences. Sadly, that sign did not come. It is entirely possible, of course, that the two have met privately or at least spoken, but to end this rift requires a public demonstration, not a private one. It was a painful 19 minutes before William and Kate arrived to take their seats. If the reality of this new life had escaped Prince Harry thus far, it must surely have sunk in then. There was no acknowledgement between brothers, no sign of forgiveness from one, nor remorse or indeed apology from the other. Nothing. Palace Intrigue will be right back. I want to introduce you to a new sponsor on Palace Intrigue, Heights. Heights is the world's number one brain care brand. So what is brain care? Well, brain care is when you care for your brain. It doesn't get much simpler. It means caring for something that has been caring for you, secretly, since the minute you were born. Your brain. It's a movement, and it's all the actions and behaviors that'll set you up to live life on your terms. Can't focus? Always tired? Feeling up and down? The Smart Supplement's top-rated formula of 20 key vitamins and minerals, including vitamins D, C, B12, blueberries, and omega-3, targets everything from poor sleep to brain fog and stress, so you feel better every day. I've had the chance to use Heights for the past few weeks, and although it's hard to actually gauge how well it's working for you, as everyone is different, I can say I'm reading this podcast script with a lot less stumbles. Go to yourheights.com now to start your brain care journey. And you can use promo code PALACE to get 10% off your first subscription order. I think I know some folks we talk about in this very podcast that could use a little brain care. That's yourheights.com and use promo code PALACE to get 10% off your first subscription order. Your future will thank you. yourheights.com/palace. A plane carrying Prince Edward and wife Sophie was forced to make an emergency landing on Tuesday. The couple were on their way to Gibraltar when the British Airways flight returned to London following technical issues. All is well. Robert Lacey suggests the Jubilee gave the Queen a roadmap for the future, telling Reuters, "The Jubilee had a double-edged significance. Yes, it celebrated the Queen and what will one day be the past, but it's also provided a platform for the new formula and pattern for the future," meaning some occasional Elizabeth, "and an increasing dose of Charles and even William." Tina Brown told the BBC that succession is the priority for Elizabeth now. Her feelings and her sentiments right now are all about estate planning for the monarchy. Her only care right now is that things should be put in good order for Charles and that everything can be done to make his reign easier. And thanks to listener Linda, who left us a 4-star review, writing, "I don't understand the hypocrisy of this democracy. Harry married a black woman. Get over it. If William intends to be king one day, he needs to show more compassion towards his brother. Leave Meghan alone. You wanted her out now, so stop pretending that you were happy with the marriage in the first place. You all went to church and there's no forgiveness in none of you. That's why I like Meghan, just keeping it real." Thank you very much, Linda. And if you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.